next, you can hear more about the park itself. This piece was recorded for BBC Essex with then senior ranger Paul Broadstock.
Now, how big an area does Weald Country Park actually sit on?
We have just under 480 acres.
There's woodlands, grasslands, lakes, even a reclaimed tip.
Well, let's go and have a look around. A 3 minutes walk from the visitor centre, and here we are with a magnificent sight, looking at a wild herd of deer.
Yes, that's our small herd of fallow deer. Originally, there were deer on the site in the 1100s, when the abbots of Waltham had the land. They were used for hunting. They were here for a long time until they broke out in the Second World War, when the fences were breached by the army, when the site was used for training the Home Guard.
Do they take a lot of looking after?
Not really. If they've got enough grazing land, they look after themselves, but with this herd, we do have to feed them on and make sure that none of them are going to be sick, so we have to call the vet in if necessary.
Do they sort of tend to stay together in a group like they are at the moment?
Well, yes, they're happy as a herd.
Let's walk over to this lake, which is immediately behind us. Is this a man-made lake?
Yes, it is. It was part of the landscaping for the whole of the park in the late 1700s. It holds a wide variety of wildlife, fish as well as the ducks and the grebes that you can see.
What particular fish would you expect to find in this lake?
Well, we're very lucky in that we've got some carp in, very large carp at the moment, and we've got perch in and some rod.
The lake itself is surrounded by lots of trees, isn't it? Is this weeping willow?
Yes, we've got the willow, as you said, the weeping willow opposite us, and we're standing underneath an alder. Both species like to have the roots in the water.
Now, we're in the middle of the woodland here. It's like a mini New Forest, really, isn't it?
Yes, you get all the range of plants, trees and animals that you would get in the New Forest. It's quite a good example of a small version.
What wildflowers would you expect to see?
Especially at this time of year, the bluebells. And the ragged robin are coming out. And very common species that people always overlook, the daisies and the dandelions. We have got an avenue of Mediterranean chestnut trees.
Let's go and have a look at those.
OK, let's go.